In the name of Jesus, the resurrection and the life, amen. Resurrection in the middle of Lent. My first reading of the text when I received the chapel schedule, that was my reaction. Resurrection in the middle of Lent. But of course, we use the Sunday readings in our weekly chapel schedule, the gospel lesson on Tuesday. And the Sundays are in Lent, but not counted in the 40 days of Lent. Sundays continue to be resurrection celebrations, celebration of Easter, even in the middle of Lent. So yes, resurrection in the middle of Lent. And then I read the second part of the text and remembered the connection between the raising of Lazarus and the Passion account. This seventh miracle in John's Gospel, for John, signs, semeia, pointing to who Jesus is, God signs, meant to create and strengthen faith in his disciples. But this seventh sign does not create faith in the Jewish leaders. Even though they also acknowledge that Jesus is working many miraculous signs, their hearts are hardened. Their concern is for their position, and they fear the Romans. This is the last straw. They have to find a way to do away with Jesus. It is better that one man die than that the whole nation perish, says Caiaphas. Yes, God can speak his truth even through this unbeliever. And this certainly is the connection for this text with Lent. Jesus' trial has been held, even though Jesus wasn't there. The verdict is guilty, the sentence is death. And this would-be trial overshadows any mention of a Jewish trial in John's Passion account. After Jesus is arrested, he's brought to Annas and to Caiaphas and then led quickly to Pilate for his trial. Though the raising of Lazarus is the seventh sign in John's gospel, the last in his ministry, it's not the last in the gospel. It points very clearly to the eighth and final sign of who Jesus is, the miracle of Jesus' own resurrection on Easter morning. But we're not there yet. We're still in the middle of Lent. In the middle of Lent, but Easter is coming. No, it's more than that. It's not just a promise of things will get better someday. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he is with us right now, right in the middle of Lent. We don't have to wait for Easter to celebrate the resurrection. Martha didn't have to wait for the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Many times in the parish, I have preached on this text at the funeral of one of my members. Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and he is with us now in the middle of Lent. He is with us as we go through the trials and sufferings of every day. He is with us as we lay our loved ones to rest, and he is with us as we face our own death. Resurrection in the middle of the cemetery, at the graveside, in the middle of the funeral liturgy. Jesus is there with comfort and hope and compassion with promise and life and victory over death. Resurrection in the middle of our busy schedules, in our relationships, in the middle of our fears and failures, and our joys and celebrations. Jesus is there with forgiveness and love and understanding. He is there with his promise, with his presence, and with his power, power to live and believe in him. Resurrection in the middle of Lent. Of course, we know the outcome, and as sure as we know the outcome of Lent for Jesus, we know because of Jesus, we know the outcome in our own lives as well. Because of Jesus, we shall live with him in heaven, even though we die. For Jesus has removed the sting of death and has turned death into a doorway to life with him in heaven. Living and believing in him, we shall never die eternally. Jesus suffered our hell, our separation from God on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Because he took our punishment, our death and hell for us, we will never die eternally, but live with him forever. In Lent, we remember. In repentance, we sorrow for our sin that caused such great suffering and death. We revisit the passion. We relive the darkness. We remember this wondrous love. But we don't get stuck in Good Friday. We are truly Easter Christians every day and each day of our lives because of Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Resurrection in the middle of Lent, in the middle of life and death, with Jesus, yes, of course. Amen. May the peace of God, beyond all understanding, keep us in Christ Jesus. Amen.